You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. It was Zach Gordon who said this when he started a club for teenagers in Juno. Quote, I believe in teenagers because among a wide variety of reasons, they are gifted with so much to contribute to the rest of us, so much that is beautiful and wise. That was 75 years ago. Today, the Zach Gordon Youth Center is a fixture in Juno, operated by the City and Borough of Juno. Joining us now to talk about this 75-year milestone is Jordan Nigro, Zach Gordon Youth Center Services Manager. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
And Christy West, the previous Zach Gordon Youth Services Manager. Hello, Christy.
Hi, Rhonda.
I'm Shelley.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Hi, Shelley.
Not your fault. I did not introduce myself to you.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. This may be a stretch, but did either of you ever meet Zach Gordon himself? I know he died in 1977.
Christy did.
Yeah, I sure did. My family moved to Juno in 1973, and I was in high school and attended JD High. And I was taking a wood carving class, and one of the students there invited me to come to Zach Gordon to play some pool. And I was horrible at pool. So when I walked in and met Zach Gordon and then saw there was a ping pong table, I was in heaven. And I hung out at Zach Gordon the first few months that I was here in Juno. And every day I walked in, Zach would be there to greet all the students that came in and have a few words to say. If you wanted to talk, he'd listen. And if you didn't, he just kind of backed off and made you feel comfortable. And this was a really great experience for me to have Zach Gordon to go to. In a few months, I kind of got busy with activities at the high school and didn't go back as much. But when I would stop in, he was just always as welcoming as ever and always would ask, what's new? And I'd either fill him in for a while or he'd just take those few words and let me go play ping pong.
Is it true he was always in a three-piece suit?
He was. He always had his suit jacket and his tie and vest and his white shirt. And he was just a true gentleman. And as I said, he'd always greet you. And he loved to make hamburgers and fudge for everybody and did it in this little tiny kitchen, nothing like what Jordan cooks in now.
Jordan, how did you first hear of Zach Gordon? And what do you admire about his legacy?
Well, I first learned about Zach Gordon Youth Center probably actually in high school, coming in and out of Juno a bit. I knew of the teen center, but then really I learned more about the youth center when I started working at Juno Youth Services right out of college and moved back to Juno. And a few years after that, because I used to bring kids here when I was doing that work. And at the time, Christy was not the manager, but Christy became the manager a few years into my time at JYS. And so then I met Christy, and we worked together on different projects over the years. And so I just kind of, you know, slowly learned more about Zach and who he was. And now, you know, being here, we've been, because it's the 75th anniversary, plus, you know, COVID, I think many people did a little, you know, deep dive into their closets and purging things. We've been doing that a little bit around the center also over the last year. And so we found, you know, so many great old photos and things that have been saved. And it's really fun to just dig through and see, you know, all the different things that this place has been over the years. And talking to, we have a Friends of Zach Gordon Youth Center board, which Christy is a member of. We have Renee Guerin, who also serves on that board, who was a Zach kid, used to come here all the time when Zach was alive. And so it's fun to hear those stories. People, and I'm sure this happened to Christy as well, but being here at the center, people will just walk in and be like, oh, I knew Zach Gordon and I just wanted to stop by and tell you about this time that he married us in the backyard. Aww. You know, I mean, like, it happens all the time. Like, he was such a special person to so many people. And yeah, it's kind of amazing to think that, like, this place has been here for 75 years in different form. You know, it hasn't been in this building for 75 years, but for 75 years, there's been a place for teens and youth to go and get, you know, some support, a burger, whatever, you know. And I think that's pretty, it's a pretty fantastic thing for the community. So
I love that you can both see from old photographs and feel and experience from people coming in the spirit of his legacy carrying on in the Zach Gordon Youth Center today. That's remarkable. That's quite a legacy. So the 75th anniversary is coming up next month. What are you doing to mark the occasion?
Well, so we don't know. I don't know, to be honest, the exact month of the anniversary. We just know it was this year. And suddenly so many things have happened this year that we just did not want it to slip by and be in 2022 without really celebrating. So, so we are doing a few things over the course of the month of November. The first one was we're doing some drive-in bingo here at the Youth Center, which we, this was another COVID discovery. It's a very, was very popular when we did it last year. So we're very excited to do that again. And the theme will be around Zach Gordon. And so, so we're getting some good trivia about Zach Gordon to use in the bingo, because we threw in some trivia last time in bingo, which was pretty fun. So that is Thursday, November 4th at 6:30. And it's here, the parking lot on the side of the building. And so, we are located, if you're listening and don't know where we are, it's 396 Whittier Street, which is right across from Centennial Hall and across from the across the parking lot from Centennial Hall and across the street from the State Museum. But you do have to make a reservation, and that opens Monday at Monday, November 1st at noon, and you can do that on our website. That's just because we only have so many spots for cars. But so hopefully the weather will be decent. And then we're doing some things in-house. We have a little caricature of Zach Gordon that we're going to hide around the building, and people, kids can find him and learn about Zach Gordon. It's going to be very hilarious through the following week. And then on the weekend of November 19th, we don't know which day yet because it will depend on the weather, we're going to do a movie in the park. And that title is to be determined, but that will be free. It's going to be super fun, and the youth here are going to pick the movie. And so we're going to do, we've been working with Alaska in Motion to do a little short film, very short film, 5-10 minutes about Zach Gordon Youth Center and the history. And so hopefully it'll be done by then and we can show it before the movie, but we'll see. And I think there's going to be a food drive associated with that for the center and for the new youth shelter. And we have some great t-shirts that say 75th anniversary is at Gordon Youth Center. So if you bring a can of food, or we'll put out a list of things beforehand, but if you bring something, you'll get a t-shirt. So
that's great. Christy, what do you think of all that? Do you think that's a good way? Would Zach Gordon appreciate that, in your opinion?
Oh, most definitely. I think anything that celebrates youth and the Zach Gordon Youth Center, and Zach wouldn't have thought of it as being the Zach Gordon Youth Center. It was always, to him, was just a teen club. It was, you know, he came here and opened up the USO, and after 6 months of being with the servicemen, then he wanted to stay on, and he just was hooked in, and he didn't come from money himself, but he was able to find funding to celebrate whatever youth wanted to do with their careers and their future. And, you know, I think anything that celebrates youth and their advancement and progress into life, he'd be there for, and anything fun. He always he was this gentleman, and he kind of had the people kind of took him as being staunch, but he was a lot of fun, and he was all about people having a good time. So I'm very supportive, and I'm really excited that Jordan's pulling this off, because during COVID times, it's hard to follow through on some of these things, and she's getting her done.
Well, we are out of time, although I'd love to talk more and hear more about Zach Gordon. I encourage folks to go and read up on him. Jordan, one more time, where can we find the information for all the events?
You can follow us on Facebook. That's a great place to do it. Or you can look at cbjkids.org.
Jordan, Christy, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that today.
Thanks Shelley.